Dear new believer, now that you have made the most important decision of your life, we would like to see you take the time to listen to this part 3 of the CD. It will help you better understand what you have just done and take some of the confusion out of what to do next. I'm going to walk you through what you have just done and where to go from here, and I'm going to give you Bible verses for each step. The first thing you did was what Romans 10:9 says. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is what you did earlier. At that time, the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, came into your heart to help you with your Christian walk. The decision you have just made will bring about change, because God does not want you to continue in your old ways. But some things do take effort, and that is why he asks the next thing, which is the second step. It says, repent. Mark 1:15 says it this way, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. So what does it mean to repent? What it means is you turn away from sin and you follow God. You put your mind on God. It doesn't mean that you're now perfect. It means that you are, with the help of Jesus, doing the best that you can. See, if you don't do this, it won't be long and you start falling back into your old ways. I can tell you with certainty, when I came to know Jesus, the desire to change came along with it. Okay, this was step 1 and 2. Now we get to the third step, a step that's very often overlooked anymore. It just seems like people don't put a lot of value on this. But the third step is you should be baptized. Now, in the Bible, it says, Jesus instructed his disciples, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 28:19. And it says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. That doesn't mean that baptism saves you. What it is, it's the first act of obedience that you do after you're saved. Jesus wants us to be baptized as an outward sign of our self being put to death and our new self being raised to a new life with him. The fourth thing that you need to do is you need to learn to trust God. Matthew 21:22, it says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. See, God always answers prayers, but he may not always answer them the way we want. It's like when a kid asks his mom or dad for something. If it's not good for the kid, they may have to say no. It's the same thing with God. He may have to say no on some things. But this trust also includes trusting God to help us overcome weaknesses and sin that may still be in our life. Thanks to Jesus paying the price for our sin, God's able to continue to forgive us, even though we may not deserve it. Forgiveness and repentance is an ongoing thing. We continue to strive to get better, but most of us still fail regularly. This brings us to our fifth step. Now we need to start learning. Just like with anything else, to get better at something, you have to practice it. So how do you learn? A, you stay in prayer. B, you read your Bible. C, you hang out with people that think the same way you do. The way this happens is you try to find a home church. You ask God which church is right for you, and he will show you. If you'd like some help in this area, feel free to contact us. It is extremely hard to be a Christian without having Christian friends. So you need to be plugged in somewhere. I know a lot of people don't do that nowadays, but it is really important to be around people that think the same way that you do. And then something to remember, it says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. This is out of 2 Corinthians 12:9. Now, in other words, trust in God in your weaknesses and he will guide you. Don't rely on yourself, rely on God. Here are a few things that I would like to see you remember. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. God's hand is in all things. Be thankful for everything. Love everyone as you would yourself. Trust God with all. Let humility guide you. The true God gave us all, his son Jesus Christ. A false God is anything that pulls you away from the real God. See, it seems like that should be easy things to remember, but I find that we got to continually remind ourselves, because it's so easy to get sidetracked. According to the Bible, the following two commandments are the most important commandments. And this is out of Matthew 22:37-39. It says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." If you put these two commandments in your heart and live by them, you'll never go wrong. I hope this CD has helped you get closer to God. If you did not have a relationship with Jesus at the beginning of this CD, I hope you do now, or I hope it stirred you to do some research to allow you to make an informed decision. If you already had a relationship with Jesus, maybe it helped you get closer to Him, or it made some things clearer to you. No matter which it is, if you believe this CD had value to you, or you know someone it may be valuable to, do not hesitate to pass it on or copy it, and then pass it on to as many people as you would like. I hope God blesses your life, and it will be a better life because of it. I would like to close this CD with prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we thank you so much for what you have done for us. Lord, we thank you so much for sending your Son Jesus to pay the price that we couldn't pay to allow us access back into your fellowship. Father, we love you so much. We need you. We need you every day, not just to get to heaven. We need you every day while we're here on this earth. So, Father God, I ask that any person that will listen to this CD, Lord, that you would just bless them, draw them closer to you, show them what life can be all about. Lord, only you can bring them closer to you. It says, all I can do is point it out. That's what the scripture says. It says that the Holy Spirit draws them. So I ask anybody that at this time that listened to this CD and still has not made a decision one way or the other, that you would show them the answers to. They will make a correct decision. I mean, we know what we want, but it's got to be their decision, not ours. Lord God, we just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity for this. And again, I just ask for blessings on every person that hears this. In Jesus' name, amen.